More news stories now, including continued traffic disruption in the city and a kind gift for a talented sportsman. But first, news of the status of one of our high schools.
Sproston High School will not become an academy on September the 1st. It has emerged. The school consulted parents and the local community last year about becoming an academy, a taxpayer-funded school that is independent of the local council and is planning to join the Right for Success Trust. Right for Success is based at Eaton Hall Specialist School in Norwich and took over Sewell Park College when it became an academy last September. Sproston has been expected to follow suit on September the 1st this year, having received government approval to convert in March. However, its proposed opening date is now listed as December the 1st on the Department of Education's D of E latest list of schools that are in the process of becoming academies. Head teacher Andrew John said the DfE has made the decision regarding the date itself and the school is going through the normal due diligence period in readiness for conversion with the Right for Success Academy Trust as stated on the DfE publication. We are on track to convert later in the autumn term.
It's certainly been a hectic 2 months for the Langleys team. Alongside dealing with the school holiday rush, they've been busy preparing for the opening of their second shop. It's a historic moment for the 133-year-old business, which, since 1925, has been an iconic presence in the Royal Arcade. Its second shop, Little Langleys, will specialise in toys and games for preschool-age children. Manager Chris Goulding, who has worked in the business for 36 years, said it has all happened quite quickly, really. We can't display preschool toys in the way that we want to because there isn't enough space, so we thought it would be brilliant to have a space where we could concentrate on that. Next to the Sir Garnet pub, the new shop will be a stone's throw away from its current home. Mr. Goulding said it used to be a betting shop and when we first viewed it, we weren't convinced, but the landlords have done such a great job and it looks fantastic. The location is excellent. Mr. Goulding said the move, which has largely taken place over the last 2 months, has been nerve-wracking but exciting. We've never done this before, so it is a big moment. It is very exciting time, he said. We've moved most of the preschool items from our existing store, which has given us a lot more space to expand on some of the other items, such as Lego. We have high hopes for the shop, and we hope our customers enjoy it.
A man described as every woman's nightmare is starting a jail sentence after he admitted attempting to rape a woman on a night out in Norwich. Fuad Ramadan Mahmoud, 23, grabbed the victim and tried to rape her in the community gardens beside Rose Lane car park behind Tudor Hall, formerly the Peppermint Park nightclub. Sentencing him to 3.5 years in prison, Judge Stephen Holt said it was every woman's nightmare to be grabbed in the street at night and attacked.
Top tennis player Alfie Hewitt will take to the court with added confidence in the Rio Paralympics, thanks to a generous donation of a new wheelchair. The 18-year-old from Cantley, who is currently ranked number 10 in men's singles in the world, was over the moon at receiving the specially fitted chair made possible by a donation of more than £2,000 from several Royal Club branches, including the Dis Rotary Club. Trevor Sayer from the Dis Club was among those on hand to present the chair at Virgin Active Norfolk in Helsden. He said the money was raised through a number of different events throughout the year. It was great to be able to help finance this chair so that Alfie could get it in time to go to Rio.
Protesters chalked messages outside McDonald's in Norwich Haymarket in a show of solidarity with a man who claims he had water thrown over him for doing the same thing. The pro-vegan campaigner, who did not want to be named and wore a balaclava, said he chalked the message of "Have a happier meal, be a vegan" outside the restaurant. He alleged that a member of staff at the restaurant came out and threw water over him as he lay on the slogan to protect it, although McDonald's say if any water did land on him, it was purely unintentional. The man returned along with about 20 other vegans to chalk the same message and other colourful slogans on the pavement outside the restaurant. Two police officers turned up to talk to the man, but assured that the group would keep the chalkings inoffensive, they let the protest continue.
Long-suffering city drivers are facing a fresh wave of disruption, with a road set to be resurfaced again because previous work was found to be substandard. And after tarmac has put right work which failed in Hall Road last year, drivers will face yet further inconvenience in the same street because of a £386,000 scheme to improve links for cyclists and pedestrians. Hall Road is one of 10 locations in Norfolk where tarmac discovered its asphalt has failed. The company already had to resurface Tombland and the avenues because of the problem and will return to Hall Road, Bessemer Road and Sandy Lane for up to 6 nights. The roads will all be shut while the work is done between 7 p.m. and 5:30 a.m.
Health leaders have clarified what will happen to women affected by the sudden closure of abortion services at a Norwich clinic. Surgical terminations at the Murray Stopes Centre at Norwich Community Hospital on Beauthorpe Road were halted following an inspection by health watchdog the Care Quality Commission, the CQC. The CQC said that it had concerns in areas such as consent and safeguarding and the lack of assurance in relation to training and competence in conscious sedation and general anaesthesia. NHS England said affected women will be sent to their nearest British Pregnancy Advisory Service centres, which are located in Cambridge, Peterborough, Luton and Enfield. NHS England did not say how many women from the region have been affected. But patients due to have medical terminations up to 10 weeks into the pregnancy, when a woman would take a course of pills, can still be treated at Murray Stopes clinics in Norwich, King's Lynn and Thetford. The clinic, which runs services across England and Northern Ireland, has suspended its abortion services for under-18s, vulnerable groups of women, and also for services under general anaesthetic or conscious sedation.
Now to our feature written by Derek James, who talks about Norwich once having had a second castle. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.